Hello, welcome to my first podcast video. My name is Caitlin. I am 22 years old and I have, well, special needs. I'll be interviewing my good friend. Her name's Peyton or Peyton. Introduce yourself, friend.
Hi, my name's Peyton. I'm Caitlin's friend.
I'm probably gonna regret this question, but what was your first impression when you first met me?
I thought you were very silly and very nice and very friendly.
Oh, that's good. I
What was
regret
your first impression when you met me?
that. I think I don't remember. I remember I looked at you like I don't know you.
That's right, because you did not know me. I was at the Demon's house
Oh
for
yeah. But
Wednesday night.
I think as I got to know you're pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. How do you feel about having me as a special needs friend, and how do you feel about our close friendship?
I feel good about having you as a friend.
Yeah, I
I
hurt
think
myself. Sorry.
we learn a lot from each other.
Yep. I'm silly.
Very silly.
What are your hobbies and favorite books to read?
I love to read. That is one of my hobbies. That's probably why you asked. I like to go to the pool, which we'll probably go to the pool sometime this summer if you still want to.
Sure.
I like to dance.
Oh, me too.
My favorite books right now. Well, I just finished one of the books in the Narnia series. Have you read any of the Chronicles of Narnia?
Oh, yeah, I was in the middle school.
Yeah, you watch the movies?
Yeah, we watched one movies. I think it was where they, the book you read, the movie watched where they. I think they were playing a game or something hide and seek, and they went to this closet like a whole different dimension, I
Different
think.
world. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's the
so
series. So I've been reading
yeah.
that. I like to read mystery books too.
My hobbies, I like listening to music, drawing,
You do
playing.
draw a lot. You give a lot of people drawings.
Yeah, haven't recently. Well,
Why is that?
I think I have. I take that back. I gave Liz a job for hosting our book study.
Oh, okay.
So. Then I like to dance, watch funny stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
If it's inappropriate, I'm like, nope.
Right? Don't want to watch that.
Nope. What was the first instrument you've learned?
Guitar, acoustic guitar.
I sure know.
Do you play any instruments?
Oh, not really. I want to, but I think it's gonna be hard, is I can't really. You know, you read these music notes on a sheet of paper. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's hard, but you do that with choir. Whenever we do choir, you kind of read the sheet
Yeah,
music.
I just follow the words
Yeah.
and the melody and
What
stuff.
instrument would you want to learn?
I want to learn the all kinds of instruments, the keyboard, the drums, the guitar,
Oh, yeah.
you know, like woodwinds.
Well, drums, yeah, you don't have to read music
Oh
necessarily.
yeah,
You
that's
could do mic. Mic could teach you a little bit.
yeah. Was it your dream to become a musician?
I think that would still be awesome. A good dream job is to make money doing music. Think it would be fun. But it's hard to
Yeah.
do that.
I'm saying, like, was your dream to perform in gigs and stuff?
No, I wouldn't say my dream, but I've always enjoyed it.
Really?
So I've done it a lot. Yeah, ever since I was little.
That's my dream, performing in front of the stage. When I listen to certain songs, my mind just goes elsewhere.
Put you there on
Yeah.
stage.
Yeah.
Some music does that.
What is your favorite song to perform when you do have your gigs? Oh, don't you think
Judson
it?
and I did a show together, and somebody requested that we sing The Story by Brandi Carlile, and that one was a lot of fun. So, but it wasn't on our set list. What do you think would be your favorite song to perform?
Song by Selena. Not
Selena Gomez or Selena?
Selena, what's her last
Like
name?
Bitty Bitty
Starts.
Bum Bum?
Yeah, I would like to sing a couple more. I can actually sing that song in Spanish, the whole entire song. Is that,
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
What's your favorite food? I think I know.
I love Tex-Mex.
Football. That Thai food.
Yeah, I also eat a lot of Thai food.
You and your Thai food!
What's your favorite kind of food?
Oh my, I'm very picky.
Yeah.
But I do love mac and cheese.
Do you make your own mac and cheese a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you, what is your favorite memory from high school?
Memory from high school? I did cheerleading in high school, so yeah, I have a lot of fun memories of cheering at, like, pep rallies and football games.
Okay, so one time, the choir hall, there's like two rooms. There's the main room and there's the rehearsal B, little room.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it rehearsal B. We're in there for the class period. There's an electric piano. I have it to a plug it. I'm just messing with the plug. I think I plugged it. I said, do not tell me she or the other teacher knows. There.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Greta tried to get me. She said, Caleb plugged the piano. I said, shut up.
It was an accident. Accidents happen.
You know? I don't think it was that. I think it was on purpose.
Oh, you unplugged it on purpose.
And then Mr. Clausman started laughing.
So silly. Did you get in trouble?
Nope. No. No, it was on purpose. It was on purpose because it was about to play it unplugged.
Uh-huh. Who was about to play it?
The teacher that was teaching us. Mr. Clausen was our main teacher.
Okay.
But when he could be there, Miss Shu just talked to class.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite song we sing at church?
So I'm really enjoying singing Your Phone's Doing Something. Let's make sure it's still recording. Can you see it? Is it still recording?
Yeah, we're on 7 minutes.
Okay, great. Right now, I'm enjoying, My Rock and My Redeemer.
Oh.
What about you?
I have a few favorites.
Like what?
All Creatures Were God and King.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one, but a good one.
We're singing that tonight. Look,
oh, okay. Thing. Yeah. Why do you like that song?
Well, I really don't know. I think it's because it says All Creatures God and King, like, bless him or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like the words.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in church? If so, what denomination?
I grew up going to a Baptist church.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You didn't grow up going to a Baptist church, right?
No. But I went to a Baptist church later in life, though.
Okay.
So, I grew up Pentecostal. Mm-hmm. Which I remember pretty much all stuff. The screaming, the shouting,
mm-hmm.
you know, the clapping hands, the speaking in tongues. Like, all that is my core memories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still believe in some of it. Just, you know, how I believe in women pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Did not anymore, now that I know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your favorite verse?
Hebrews 12:14. Strive for holiness and peace with everyone, without which no one will see the Lord. It's a good reminder for all of us, for believers.
Mm-hmm. My favorite verse. I hardly read the Bible, but there are times I'll want to look something. If I'm talking about something, I'll just look it up.
Yeah.
But
is there a verse that you looked up recently that you're trying to remember?
Mm-mm.
No.
My favorite verse, I guess it's Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh yeah.
Because if something doesn't go the way I plan, I'm like, well, that's God's protection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's good.
What is your favorite memory we made together?
Whenever I used to give you rides, we used to sing a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one time we're headed home from church? We turned up the music, rolled the windows down. Mm-hmm. People looked at us like we were crazy.
Just jamming out. Having a fun time. What about you?
I think I, like, the way you look at me whenever I say mm-hmm. something silly
mm-hmm.
reminds me of Jeanette, because when I say something stupid, she looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll be like, the way you look at me is so cringe, Jeanette. No, she's home stuff.
Home at the, okay.
But there's a Jeanette at my day have that stuff.
I should meet this Jeanette.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's cool.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part of our friendship?
Favorite part?
Hard one, huh?
Yeah. favorite part.
Is it like when we talk every Sunday?
Yes. You are very consistent waiting for me every Sunday.
Oh, you got me.
You catch me coming in like, whichever door I'm coming in. I don't know how.
Because, you know, I'm really good with people's time. Like, I can, like, memorize what time they come.
Yeah, just, people kind of get on a routine.
Just after a while, I can memorize somebody's time. So. I like to wait for you to give me a hug and tell you what's up.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Like, my favorite, I think my favorite part is, like, when we talk.
Yeah.
Then we get to sit down and just have a conversation. What do you think about my wild imagination?
In what way?
Like, the things I think about. Like, how I say, what if this not happens?
Yeah, whatever. The way that you think about that is very unique.
Yeah.
But you don't really share a lot of imaginative stuff with me very often, so I don't know.
Remember that one time I talked about chasing the ice cream truck, you mean Justin?
Oh, you chased the ice cream truck.
You know how I talked about us chasing it? The gist that I got it, then it turns the other way, like on SpongeBob.
Yeah, you do think a lot in, like, cartoons.
I really do. What do you think about my day have things we do, our hyperness, and stuff I told you about?
Yeah, I've never been to your center, but it sounds like y'all do a lot of fun stuff. It seems like you enjoy it. Do you enjoy it? Yeah, I know you like to do karaoke and bingo.
I mean, I would get a job if I can if I want to. Yeah. Me and JB talked about it. She said I wouldn't be able to handle it because, like, my emotional stuff. Is that if I'm feeling a certain way, I can't just stop and take a break. That'd be my main
concern. You and I have talked about you working before, right?
Yes.
I think I'm all about it. I'm all about you trying to.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good for you.
No, yeah, because if I'm feeling a certain way, I need to stop and, like, at a job, you won't be able to do that.
It depends. No. It really depends. Some jobs, you could.
Yeah. Because LADC told me Dana will immediately be, like, having me there. Plus, I do a lot of helping up there, so.
I'm thinking more, not like a 9-to-5 every day like what I go to, but just like a little part-time where you just go in once a week or something. That's kind of what I was thinking, but.
I'm good at Dana. If you got one wish, what would it be and why?
One wish.
Anything.
Well, I am pregnant. So I do wish that our baby is healthy and sweet. Trying to pray for that. I don't pray for her enough, so.
I think you should.
I know. I should. What's something that you wish for?
Well, my mom, but there's nothing I could do to bring her back.
Yeah.
Neither my grandma. But I wish me and my family, me, mom, and me and Amos, I wish the three of us would have made better choices at communicating instead of fighting, going at it. And that's what I think it's what caused me to leave because I couldn't take it no more. Plus, I had to get out of there because I read how I was assaulted. I felt scared, didn't want to be there. But I wish we didn't fight. I wish we talked like we do now. But we all apologized. We moved on. That we could see each other more often. I just wish we would have made better choices in communicating.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show character and why?
Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation, because she reminds me a lot of me. She's very genuine and sweet and kind. She's a good friend, but she's very pushy.
Oh, boy.
What about you?
I think you already know. The Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Because I like it because he's funny. If he's looking at something, he's hungry, he's thinking about cookies, he eats it.
Yep.
You know?
You had a Cookie Monster themed birthday. Was that this year?
Oh, yeah, this past year, yeah. It was like a surprise. It was a surprise. Like, I knew I was going to have a party, I just didn't know it was going to be at the church.
What did you think about it?
I think it was cool. I just wish you were there to see me open presents.
I know. Where was I?
I think you left before that.
Yeah.
I think you had to leave for something.
But we did the cake, and we sang happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. I went like this. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that since I was 17.
Yeah, you asked somebody to take a video, and then you just covered your face the whole time.
Yeah, you took the video.
Oh, I did?
Yep. What's your favorite holiday and why?
I love Halloween. I think part of me just likes to be scared sometimes. But I also, I think witchy stuff is really cute. Yeah. What about you?
I like Christmas because I'm into Santa Claus and stuff, yeah. And the Grinch.
I think the build-up to Christmas is better than actual Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But I like the Christmas season, too. I don't like when it's cold, though.
Me neither. I hate it.
No.
I'd be like, no, I'm not going out there. It's too cold.
Yeah. I like dressing up, too. Dress up for Halloween. I think it's so much fun.
You guess what I dressed up for Halloween?
Cookie Monster.
Oh, darn it.
How did I know? I dressed up as a witch.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I had my little witch hat on. Give out
at
candy.
At work?
Yeah, at work and at home with the trick-or-treaters. Yeah, at work, people bring their kids to trick-or-treat, so I had my little witch hat on and gave them some candy.
You know me, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. I've known you for years now.
If you could visit two people in heaven for a couple hours, who would it be and
okay,
why?
Yes, two people in heaven. Well, I gotta pick a theologian. So, Charles Spurgeon, I'd love to sit down with him for a little while. But, I don't know, like an old relative of mine would be really cool that I hadn't met. Like, my great-grandpa was in World War II in the Navy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I remember him when I was little, but he died when I was really little. So, that might be cool.
I would visit Grandma and my mom because they both raised me.
Yeah.
Like, I would tell them, like, how I'm doing. Like, hey, I'm learning this and that. I've come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of people in my life. I'll tell them how much I miss them.
Yeah.
So, maybe play a prick on them.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So, here's our two for questions. As the time closed, do you have any questions for me?
Hmm.
Oh. I'm gonna regret this.
What do you think about, what do you think about growing up as an adult, continuing to live your adult life? You're 22 now. Do you have any goals or ideas for your life?
I'm not really. Just keep learning how to cook.
Yeah.
Because this morning, there was not very options for breakfast. So I put some biscuits. You know, these biscuits are like in a package, not in a can.
Yeah.
From Walmart. I put them in the oven. And I had up some sausage. I was like, already cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Then put some cheese, put it in the microwave. It turned out really good.
You just whipped up a meal for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
So getting better with your cooking. Anything else?
Keeping my room clean.
Keeping your room clean.
Which, it's a struggle. It's a little bit of mess, but it's not really that bad.
That'd be crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your goals for your life?
Well, my job is really kind of stressful. So once we start having more kids, I think it would be fun to retire from the county and get, like, a professor job. So I can have my summers with our kids.
Really?
That's kind of a long-term projection. I don't know if that's going to be able to happen, but I think that would be fun.
I think that'd be fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions?
Nope. Any more from you?
Let me think about it. What do you think about the Cookie Monster?
I think he's great. I don't know a lot about him, but I also love chocolate chip cookies.
Me too.
Specifically. I don't think it's good to overindulge, but I think it's good to not deny yourself, you know, nice things every once in a while, like cookies.
Yeah. What do you think about the crazy stuff I tell you sometimes?
I don't know what to think about it sometimes. Sometimes I have to ask a couple of questions to try and figure out what's going on. But you do like to tell stories, so that's always fun.
Yeah. What would you do, huh? Okay, hold on. What do you think about my fantasy of driving?
I think you could drive if you really wanted to. I think you could make it happen.
Yeah, where I'm at, they won't. allow it. Okay. I can't live if I'm around. Maybe I can have a roommate, but I can't really live by myself. Because I think my disabilities could be hard for me paying the bills, like keep up and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think I can, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's hard for everybody.
So I think I'd better off in a group home or hostel, wherever God puts me. That's where I'm better off.
Yeah, you're still pretty young, but I think you could be more self-sufficient the older you got, just with more life experience.
Yeah.
But you could drive one day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, they won't let me drive. So probably. Because I can, like, if I'm sitting down, not saying nothing, not doing nothing, like, my mind can sometimes can probably wander. Mm-hmm. That's what happened when I drove my sister. Like, I think my mind was blank or something. Mm-hmm. Almost crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bad idea for me.
But you don't really have a need to drive right now. If, like, later on in life you did get a job and do all that kind of stuff and you needed to get somewhere, you could. But there's also the bus will get you anywhere you need to go.
Yeah.
So.
You have any more questions for me?
Nope.
All right.
Great questions. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. Bye. Peace out.
Peace.